Hello, this is Edwin Dearborn, another edition of Caffeinated Content, where we talk about those great business ideas over that hot cup of coffee. One of the things I've learned in sales is you've got to talk like your consumer. You've got to use the language, the nomenclature, the tone, the speed. Everything has to match and mirror what your potential consumer or consumer, if you're talking to existing database, what they're saying, how they're saying it emotionally, what they're thinking, what they're fearing, and what they are demanding. And the reason why I say this is that a lot of marketing out there tries to paint a rosy picture or use exciting words, which really are just cliches, to try to communicate their value or their unique selling proposition. Unfortunately, it comes across to the consumer as unreal or unreal enough to not truly resonate within their heart, their mind, and their soul that this is the right path to choose. And that right path may only be an opt-in to get a free report. But even when you're trying to get someone's identity or trying to get some level of initial response, a phone call, an attendance, it's critical that we actually start to resonate with the words and the tonality, the mood, you know, all the things that they're thinking and expressing, and truly addressing it in a genuine, direct manner. I think that while there's many tools within storytelling and content marketing, like storytelling, like showing case studies, showing success stories, all of these are very valid, very, very important. But if we surround that content with our language that doesn't truly resonate, then it will not resonate. I mean, it seems kind of obvious. And I think one of the things that we have to do as marketers is constantly review our own marketing material, our own messages, and ask ourselves, is it still relevant? Was it ever relevant? How do we make it more relevant? How do we truly get something said through video, through words, through a combination thereof of photos, whatever we use, whatever medium? How do we pique their interest? How do we get their soul, their heart to twitch in the right way? How do we get them to have that emotional response to want to come through? And this is so important that our language and our actions, our colors, everything that we use in communication achieve that objective. Hello, this is Edwin Dearborn, another edition of Caffeinated Content, where we talk about those great business ideas over that hot cup of coffee. One of the things I've learned in sales is you've got to talk like your consumer. You've got to use the language, the nomenclature, the tone, the speed. Everything has to match and mirror what your potential consumer or consumer, if you're talking to existing database, what they're saying, how they're saying it emotionally, what they're thinking, what they're fearing, and what they are demanding. And the reason why I say this is that a lot of marketing out there tries to paint a rosy picture or use exciting words, which really are just cliches, to try to communicate their value or their unique selling proposition. Unfortunately, it comes across to the consumer as unreal or unreal enough to not truly resonate within their heart, their mind, and their soul that this is the right path to choose. And that right path may only be an opt-in to get a free report. But even when you're trying to get someone's identity or trying to get some level of initial response, a phone call, an attendance, it's critical that we actually start to resonate with the words and the tonality, the mood, you know, all the things that they're thinking and expressing, and truly addressing it in a genuine, direct manner. I think that while there's many tools within storytelling and content marketing, like storytelling, like showing case studies, showing success stories, all of these are very valid, very, very important. But if we surround that content with our language that doesn't truly resonate, then it will not resonate. I mean, it seems kind of obvious. And I think one of the things that we have to do as marketers is constantly review our own marketing material, our own messages, and ask ourselves, is it still relevant? Was it ever relevant? How do we make it more relevant? How do we truly get something said through video, through words, through a combination thereof of photos, whatever we use, whatever medium? How do we pique their interest? How do we get their soul, their heart to twitch in the right way? How do we get them to have that emotional response to want to come through? And this is so important that our language and our actions, our colors, everything that we use in communication achieve that objective.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.